is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's first hour will be the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Coach Johnson?
Hey, Carl, great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Yes, hey, yeah, that's right. Happy New Year. This is the first time you and I have spoken since the New Year.
That is correct.
We're doing the third installment today of the three big lifts with Coach Johnson, and this is really his bread and butter lift, and it's the squat. And we're going to get into that in a second. But first, I feel compelled to make a public service announcement. So this morning, I was watching the news, and there was a tragic story about an elderly woman driving a van full of children, and the van accelerator stuck until the van went out of control, crashed, and burned, and I believe there was at least one fatality in that. They had the 911 call on the TV this morning, Wade, and I'm listening to the 911 operator asking, why is the car going so fast? Have you checked the gas pedal? Have you hit the brake? Okay, this is, I want you to remember this and tell everybody you know. If you're ever in a runaway car and it won't stop because the accelerator's stuck, shut the ignition off. Shut the ignition off. Shut the ignition off. Now, be warned. When you shut the ignition off, the emergency will be averted completely. But the power assist brakes and power assist steering will only work for another couple pumps or a couple turns, and then you will have to truly manhandle the vehicle to a stop. You'll have to really press on the brakes harder than you ever did, like the old days when our fathers drove cars, and it'll be like before power steering. But that's it. No deaths, no fatalities. The car will stop. And if you're afraid, if you're a woman and you feel frail and you're afraid that shutting the engine off and losing the power assist steering and power assist brakes will cause you not to be able to navigate the vehicle to a safe place in the road, then shift it into neutral. Here's a news flash, folks. You've got drive, third, second, and first. If you push that shifter all the way up, it can't go into reverse. It cannot without you pressing the button down. It'll go right into the neutral gate. Sure, you'll blow the engine, but you'll be able to coast and steer and brake the car into a place where you can stop it. There is no reason in the world for people to be dying from runaway vehicles when the damn thing has an on and off switch. It's called the ignition. Any words on that, Wade?
Well, I think there's a couple things. You know, we've got to look at how we train people in emergency situations. And, I am not going to, be someone that's going to blast a 911 operator. I just, it comes down to training. And then just keep in mind, the thing that's precious is the human life. You can get another car, at that point when it's an emergency situation and a car is out of control, a runaway car, then the engine and saving the car is the last thing, that should be on your mind. The priority is to get that thing stopped, because you think about how tragic it is that someone died, but then you think about, there's a van full of children too, so we got to find a way to keep our wits about us in a pressure situation. And then, like you said, you got to shut it off and get it over on the side of the road.
Shut it off. Even if all you can do is brake it then in the lane, your brake lights will still work. The people behind you go, why is this person stopping? They'll go around you, but you won't crash into a tree and die. And a 911 operator should be, the first thing that they should be told is, okay, if you got a car accelerating, cannot stop it from accelerating, and braking doesn't work because of the high rate of speed, first tell them to shut the car off. I mean, really? Okay, that's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. You know what? I said to Wade, Achieving longevity takes lots of different paths. This is not typically something we discuss on the show, but this will absolutely enhance longevity if you learn to shut your car off if the accelerator is stuck. So there you go. All right, so we're going to talk about the squat today, which for those who are maybe just tuning in and learning who you are, what was your best competition squat, Coach Johnson?
My last meet was, powerlifting meet, was roughly 3 years ago. I squatted 1040.
So 1040, that's 1,040 pounds, folks, okay? Half of a ton. Okay, now, what was your best non-competition, but maybe just in the gym training squat? Obviously, you can't tout those as being your best squats because they weren't.
I never tried to do a max attempt. That training cycle, the most I did for a single was 960, but it was the multiple sets of doubles or triples. I think the biggest double I did was 955, and I think the biggest session I had with multiple sets was three sets of two with 925, and I want to say I tripled 910.
Wow, three reps, consecutive reps with 910 pounds.
That was probably one of the toughest things I did, and I did it. I had knee braces on. I was in all of my equipment. I had my briefs on, my suit on, but I had the straps down. No knee wraps. I had knee braces. So, I was speaking to a really good friend of mine, AJ Roberts. And he told me when he first broke a grand, his biggest triple was 900. So I thought, well, I definitely wanted to break a grand and felt like I had that and some in me. So,
yeah.
I think it was 2 weeks out from the meet. I did 910 for a triple.
Okay, so now this clearly shows that Coach Johnson is qualified to teach people how to squat. So let's get into the way you train the squat with the reactive wave approach that you have developed for yourself. Give me the day, give me what you do, and how does it roll out?
Well, like everybody, like 95% of the people in the world, on Monday we flat bench. Tuesday is when we squat. And there is always, I'm a big proponent on how we warm up. You know, do whatever it takes to where you feel comfortable and you're ready to get under some weight. And there's a lot of things that I'll do, you know, just to get prepared before I even get under the bar. I'll do reverse hyper. I may do some leg extensions, leg curls. It all just depends on how I feel on a given morning. But even though I've squatted 1,000 pounds, the day that I squatted 1040, I warm up with three sets of five with the bar. And my squat bars are 55 pounds, and I will do a set of five with a close stance. That tends to put the least amount of pressure on my body as I'm warming up. And as you get older, you'll understand that, you know, plays a bigger role. And then I'll do a medium stance, which is probably just a hair for me, a little bit wider than shoulder width. And depending on if I'm squatting without gear or with gear, I'll do my last set of five with whatever. If I'm raw, there's a certain width. If I'm in gear, I tend to be a little wider, and I'll do a set of five there before I put any weight on the bar.
And with the leg extensions, are you using much weight, or are you just,
no,
just pumping blood into the muscles?
That's, you know, I usually do more leg extensions on my deadlift day, but if I do a couple of sets and it'll be light. I have a plate-loaded leg extension. The most I'll do on a squat day is maybe 50 pounds, and I'll do 20 or 25 reps. And I'm not, like, locking it out completely. I'm just pumping it up a little bit, just enough to, you know, to throw some blood into the quads, get the knees warmed up. And I'm a big proponent of using, you know, a muscle rub or whatever the case may be, just to make sure you're getting everything warmed up. And I always train in braces. You'll always see me have something on my knees.
Okay. All right, so now after you're warmed up, where do you go?
I typically will do I always do my competition squat training first. That's, you know, when I'm going to be the freshest and have the most energy. And I only do the most I ever do, and I'll post this video. Shot a video yesterday for some of my online guys about some typical things that I see with squat form and why, with the method that we use with reactive method, why we only ever do sets of two at the most in our competitive squat training. And the reason why is, and you'll see guys that are doing higher rep sets, first rep looks great. The second rep you'll see a lot of times, a majority of the time, you'll start seeing them dip forward. And each rep, it progressively gets worse. So for power, my thought has always been, you know, let's make power and strength our focus. We can do as many sets as we need to get enough volume in, but we need to concentrate. Form is the priority when we're doing the competition squat. So we do multiple sets of two, and it will, because it's based on a progressive overload system, we use a percentage as a guideline. And so we will do the volume based on where we are. It's more sets earlier in the cycle. The sets will curtail as we go into it. Later in the cycle, it'll be, you know, sometimes 2 to 3 sets of one. And now where we get our volume is after we're done with our competition training is we go into assistant squats. But right now, focusing on where we are with the competition squats, the first week we'll do 6 sets of 2 based on a percentage. And our primary focus is to get as 2 clean reps with as clean form as possible and focus on the issues that are generally created when we go into a power squat.
When you say based on a percentage, you're talking about percentage of max weight?
Yes, that is correct.
So what kind of ranges are we talking about in this the dynamic wave approach? What are the ranges from and to percentage-wise for your competition squat?
Okay, I can tell you specifically. We will generally start, depending on how much time we have, usually the first week is about 65% of what your one rep max is. And then we will finish with usually, depending on the lifter, the experience and where we're at, we will finish in a range of either 98% to 102%.
How can you do 102% of your one rep max?
Well, in a 16-week period of time, you know, you should be getting strong enough. Well, and a lot of people will see, like if, let me give you an example. I've got an online guy, Brian, whose max is 340 pounds. At the end of 16 weeks, he has one working set of one with 300, it says 346.8. So we would round that down, to 345. And a lot of people would look at that and go, after 16 weeks, that's going to be his max. No. That's going to be his last week of training. After that week, 16th week, if he's not ready for a meet, we'll test. And, you know, by and large, our success rate is really, really high. You know, the lifter is considerably stronger at that point.
And keep in mind, and I just thought of something, right? The goal of this training is not necessarily to make you reach this number in your head that you want to squat. That happens over time. It's to be able to get you to execute the weight that you want to do in your open and final competition lift and execute them and not miss them. I don't know if I said that right, but it's like, yeah, maybe it is only 346, right? But he's going to go in there and he's going to execute a 346-pound squat properly and get green lights all the way around. Who cares if you think you can, you want to squat 355 and you can't pull it off in a competition, you've achieved nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm saying it right, but.
Well, I think the big thing is that the thing that I tell everybody, regardless of program, I say this over and over again, the most important thing with any type of training is your consistency. And after 16 weeks, if you've executed each set, each rep, you will be stronger. I mean, that's oversimplification, but the bottom line is you're going to put in X amount of work, you're going to be smart, you're going to execute the plan, and the sum of that is going to be a personal record lift. You know, it's as long as you're consistent. And the thing is that based on the program, and we'll get into the other stuff, but by doing this, you're also conditioning your body for the type of training that requires to hit this kind of weight. The volume is set to where you will condition your body. That's one of the things we do not talk about enough in powerlifting. And it goes beyond the Louis General Physical Preparedness, the GPP. There's a certain level of conditioning that you have to have. The joints have to be conditioned. That connective tissue has to be conditioned. And the mind, not just the central nervous system, but there's a mental, even spiritual and emotional aspect that this type of training is going to prepare you for as you get heavier into the and deeper into the training cycle. Now, the old system is actually based on the CAT method, compensatory accelerated training. It's something that I did with Tom McCullough out of Texas, and we've talked about this a long, long time ago. And Tom and I had extensive conversations about, the volume and how to make some adjustments, because this program was based on the volume being doubled. So I, in the old days when I started developing this, we would do 12 sets of two on the first week. Well, none of us could hold up to that.
Right.
You know, basically we would get done with the 12 sets of two and then everybody was ready to throw up. And, you know, and we, you know, and there was no way to focus on any issues. You know, we made competition training our priority, and then our assistance was set up to address whatever issues we had with the lift. So Tom and I spent a great deal of time talking about these things and how I could mold it into what I needed. And so you can see the genesis of what I do for squat on, you can still find it online, it's the TexasPowerliftingScene.com. And Tom will still answer email if you have questions. He's a great guy.
Well, more importantly, before we go into this break, so for those out there who are interested in stepping up their game, improving both the squat, the deadlift, and, of course, the bench press, how do they get in touch with you if they want to do some distance coaching? And what does it cost to do distance coaching with you?
Well, what I do is you can reach me on my Facebook page. It's Wade Johnson. You can do a search for me. We do have an Ogre Compound Facebook page as well. And the easiest way is just to email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com. And what I do online, and this is cheap, it is so cheap, I will write the program for a one-time fee of $150. And that is cheap. If any, you know, and as long as you stay with me, there is no re-up charge. And what I charge from there is, once you've paid the fee, is after the first month of training, it's a $25 a month coaching fee. And what I ask from you is that you video the main lifts and you type out everything, including warm-ups, everything, and links to the videos, and you send that to me after each session. I will look at it, see what we need to adjust, and then I'll give you the following week's numbers, you know, that you're going to need to hit. And I have several guys right now that are doing really, really well. I've got
and that was my question. So how do people do when they do distance coaching with you?
You know, we've had great success. People are hitting PRs. I need to say this. I've got a client in I want to say Beaverton in Oregon. His name is Anthony, and he was talking about, he just hit a 315-pound front squat. He's like a 220, and and that, you know, that's, you won't see that every day in the gym.
No.
I don't care who you are.
Right.
And, you know, he's really, really worked hard, really come a long way. And he said the thing that he liked about his front squat, because I got to give him credit for expanding my vocabulary, he said, is the verticality that he maintained through his front squat. You know, I always say, hey, you stayed upright and it looked good. But he used the word verticality. And when I questioned him, I said, is that even a word? He sent me the dictionary definition.
Okay.
So I was pretty impressed. But, you know, this is a weight that I'm sure that he would tell you that I don't think was anything, you know, that he thought he would be doing a year ago.
Right.
And so, I mean, he's hitting PRs in all of his lifts. And then I've got guys in North Carolina. They're hitting, you know, lifetime PRs. So it's not the same as me being in the gym with you where I can get my hands on you. And we're going to look at some things this year where potentially we can have some clinics where people can come and spend the weekend and that sort of thing and make it affordable. I mean, you know, I want to make money and I'd love to make a bunch of money, but it's more important that we make it affordable. I got to get something for the time and the effort, but the idea is to make this as affordable as possible. And then understand that the goal of all this is not just to teach you a method, but to make you become intuitive about your body and your own training.
We've gone real long here, Wade.
Okay.
We gotta take this break. And when we come back, we're gonna go back deeper into the assistance work that is done. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We're talking about mastering the squat. This is his bread and butter lift. Competition lift, 1,040 pounds, folks, a half of a ton. That would slice through most people's backs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25. Now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Get Strong Show. Later in the show, Dr. Matt Andrey joins us as we talk about something for the ladies in the audience, and that is training, energy, sleep, fat loss, and menopause. I get emails all the time, so does Elisa, from women in the audience saying, it's just not happening like it used to when I was younger. And we're going to discuss that later. Right now, we're talking with Coach Wade Johnson about mastering the squat. So next thing, I guess, would be the assistance work. Is that right?
Yes, and traditionally what people have done is they'll run to the leg extension machine, leg press, or leg curl, and we don't do that. What we're trying to do is do whatever is necessary to address any weakness or glitch or form issue with the squat. So we have a rotation that we use to address that with different types of squatting. And I usually will set this up where each movement we will do in 2 week waves. And we use four different movements. We use a close stance, high bar, kind of an Olympic style type of squat. And that's where the stance is brought in, shoulder width, maybe depending on the size of the person, you know, maybe a little more narrow, maybe a little wider. Again, that's all going to be depending on size. And then the tolerance that the person has. These can sometimes be a little bit tough on the knees. And what that does is it promotes you being upright, which is what we got to have in the squat, and then makes the quadriceps the primary mover. And we do usually three sets of 3 to 6. Again, it depends on the lifter and the time that they have and what the issue may be. We'll do a few more reps for conditioning. We'll do less reps where they can handle a little more weight, and we tend to wave that in and out as well. Then we use a cambered squat bar, and I can shoot video in the coming weeks to kind of give you an idea of what that is.
What is the advantage of the cambered squat bar? It just puts the weight at a different angle on the body. Is that all it does?
So to speak, and that's a simple way of looking at it. And then the way that the bar moves and how you have to grip it.
The weight actually kind of gets in front of you at the bottom, doesn't it?
It can, yes. And the whole idea, again, is to force you to stay upright. Excuse me, and then balance. It is going to, like, it's not as dramatic as, say, like the bamboo bar that we talked about for bench and the videos that I've posted of that. But a lot of these are going to challenge your stability. And the big thing about squatting big is you have to have control of the weight. You have to be stable. The guy that has control of the weight that is the most stable is generally going to be the strongest lifter as well. And it promotes, you know, that type of thing where you have to learn how to be tight with the entire body. If we get everything tight, if we have the entire body working, and that's what the squat does, it works more muscle groups than any movement. Doesn't matter what kind of athlete, if you just want to be hot in a bikini, squat. I promise you, all my girls, squat. Every one of them, squat.
Especially now that butts are all the rage. It used to be that girls with big butts were shunned, but today they make the world go round, like the song says.
That's right.
So you want to build a nice big round butt, start squatting. Okay,
that's
so
right.
That's the accessory work for that day?
No. We will run it in waves. So like a typical session will be our competition squat, then we'll do three sets of an assistant squat, and then we will follow that up with two sets of 10 or one set of 20, a very, very lightweight, an ultra-wide stance sumo-type squat. And that is not to develop power. What it does is it stretches you and makes you use those hips, makes the hips the primary mover. The difference with it is you use the lightweight because it will put a great deal of stress on the knees.
Yeah.
And we look at that as a stretch movement. We want to get as deep as we can, but because we're so wide, the propensity is to kind of lean forward. We want to stay as upright as possible and get as deep as we can and come back up before we start letting that chest drop. And in over a period of time, even at a lightweight, you'll get to where you can break parallel with it. Most lifters will do two sets of 10. I used to do like a set of, when I was at my strongest, I'd do a set of 20 with like 255 pounds.
Now, what about foot position? There's a lot of debate about foot position, because foot position can also torque your knees if you're not careful. The wider you go, do you need to splay the feet more?
Well, I always tell people when you squat, even a close stance, and I know there's this big debate out there, and you know, all I can tell you is from my experience that if my feet are straight ahead, my knees are going to travel out over my toes, and that promotes people being forward. It torques the knees, it torques the lower back, and it robs you of power, you know. And my priority is, how can I squat as safely as possible, all while generating the most absolute limit strength possible? I always use, as a rule, think with the left foot about 10 o'clock to 10:30 on a clock, and then 2 o'clock to 2:30 with the right foot, you know, and find a happy medium. But I always turn, because my knees are going to track, and for me to, or my knees, excuse me, my knees are going to track where my toes are, and I want to put as much pressure on the hips as possible when I squat, because that's where our real power is. You know, it goes back to the example of when I've spoken to kids in classes. Tell me, when you see a guy in the NBA that's driving down the lane and he jumps from the foul line and he stuffs it, what muscle group was the most important to get that lift on the, off the ground. 90% of the time, they'll say the calves. Well, and this is not a racial statement. I've said it on the show before. Now, how many black guys in the NBA have big calves?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I've never seen them.
Right.
How many of them are even big or have big legs?
But glutes and hips now, that's a different story.
But the amount, the dynamic explosion that that guy gets. Now, you got to think about, I don't care how tall you are, if you can jump within a foot of the foul line and stuff it with authority, you're in the air.
You're flying.
the amount of explosiveness and the dynamic ability to get yourself off the floor and in the air to jam it with authority is astounding. So that tells you how important the hips are in the squat. We've got to have that kind of dynamic explosion. You know, I wasn't trying to squat 315, not when I weighed 350 pounds. I wanted to squat over 1,000 pounds. So I have to generate the amount of force that I have to generate under control and maintaining stability with the weight. I mean, that's a huge process going on right there.
Right.
So that's why we do that work to make those hips as not flexible. We're not dancers. We want to be supple. We still have to be tight.
Right.
If I'm loose, I'm screwed.
Right.
I have to be tight but remain supple, and that's what those ultra-wide squats are doing. And that's why the foot placement is so important.
I want to try to get back on clock here. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about where kettlebell work works into this. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We're talking about mastering the squat. If you want to reach out to Coach Wade Johnson, you can email him at supersquat800@yahoo.com. Take him on. Let him train you. You'll be stronger. If you want to be stronger in 2014, spend a few shekels to reach your goal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out Get BetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Coach Johnson, I mean, kettlebells are all the rage right now. Have you always used kettlebells in your training?
No. It was one of those things that I really resisted because I was like, you know, that's something the Russians did. And, you know, back when I was growing up, we hated the Russians. We didn't embrace, you know, it was, you know, we're short-sighted. And just like, you know, as you get older, you start learning. I'm not going to get real political, but ultimately our governments are the biggest problem. I was very fortunate when I was a young man in music to get to travel abroad. And what will surprise you is regardless of cultures, and I got to travel the planet, we're a lot more alike than
everybody's
we are different.
Alike. I know. Our governments, you know, work very hard to make us think that everybody's different. I know. You're right. You're right.
You know, meanwhile, they all like to drink scotch together and smoke really good cigars.
Right.
But my point is, you know, there is so much to learn from so many people, you know, and so.
What do you do with the kettlebells? That
well,
helps
for
in
me. It's very specific. I don't do a bunch of those things. I like after we get done with all the squats, before I go into an isolation machine, we'll use a kettlebell, and it prevents us from going really, really heavy after squatting so much. We'll use a kettlebell and do stiff leg deadlifts. The height of the kettlebell is lower than the barbell, and so we get a good stretch and can focus on form and activating the muscles that we're really after, you know, conditioning versus doing a bunch of weight. Because once you get the barbell on the floor and there's a bunch of lifters, invariably the weight starts going up.
Right.
And I only go up so much with kettlebells, and so it forces us to do the rep work, you know, for the conditioning and the blood flow and focusing on exactly what we want to activate to assist the squat. And we will do some kettlebell swings. A lot of the guys will do kettlebell swings and do them light, you know, 25 to 50 pound kettlebells and do some swings to warm up for squat and for deadlift. So a lot of it is warm up, but the only assistance movement that I use for squat is the stiff leg deadlift with a kettlebell.
And then you go to hamstrings, but what are you doing for hamstrings? You're doing curls?
I usually will do, I like seated leg curls just simply because it forces me not to go heavy, and a lot of times just whatever is on the machine is what I'll do for 15 reps. At that point, by the time I get done with all the squats, my body's pretty taxed. And I'll be quite honest, when I was at my strongest, because of the amount of time with all the, you know, and all the equipment, each session would last, I would probably be in the gym for 3.5 hours. I would be in the gym a half hour before anybody showed up, and, you know, that we were squatting at 5 o'clock as a group then, so at 4:30 I was in the gym, you know, warming up, so I would be ready to get in gear by the time the guys arrived, because I'd start losing spotters if I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the time 2.5 hours went by, you know, not only am I shot, but my guys are shot from their squat work and helping me with my gear and spotting and, you know, all the nerve-wracking stuff. When every week, you know, this guy's going to be 850, 900 plus pounds, you know, mentally, you know, it wears. So it was one of those things where I had to curtail a lot of the assistance just because my body was shot. But for the younger lifter, even an intermediate to advanced lifter, you know, you need that conditioning work. And now that I've dropped the weight and I'm not lifting near the weight that I used to, I have a little more time. We'll get that assistance work in. It becomes more crucial now.
Now, and then you do calf and tibia work. And obviously the
yes.
calf works make sense. So you're doing like standing calf raises, that sort of stuff, right?
If I do standing calf raises, I do sets of 20 and I use body weight.
Oh, okay.
You just don't have to have a bunch of weight, you know, to pump some blood into
those calves. You're not trying to build big bodybuilding calves. You're just trying to like get blood in the calves after the work,
exactly.
And that's it.
Yeah. And I have a seated calf machine, and we have the capacity to do standing calf raises, but I didn't want to dedicate a machine in the limited floor space. And again, it's one of those things that when lifters, especially when they're competitive, have the option of going heavier, they will, especially someone like, I've done standing toe raises where the machine would have 700 pounds in a pin select, and then I'd put a barbell on top of it and stack it full of plates.
Right.
And, you know, and so I'd be doing 1,200 pound
calf raises.
You standing toe raises, which really sounds cool and impressive, but then you got to look at the collective pressure you're putting on that spine and the hips, and it's just counterproductive.
Now,
you know, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Then you move to tibia, and that would be counterintuitive, but I guess the tibia is really important because it allows you to pull the toes up, which means when you get down into that low. So I have to imagine that getting down into a parallel position requires a lot of ankle mobility, and that's where the tibias come in, right?
Well, and therein lies the secret. One of the things, Ricky, I learned this from Ricky Dale Crane.
Don't tell anybody the secret.
Right. You know, a long, long time ago, you know, that now he considers the calf work to be a percentage of your squat, and I can't recall, but the important thing is that where it aids in the stability and control of your squat.
Yeah.
And with the tibia work, think of it this way. Look at people that will work their grip. You know, you're squeezing, you're crunching, you're, you know, gripping a weight. You create an imbalance. Remember, you know, some of the things that Wes was talking about. A lot of the injuries or a lot of the issues we have are created not from something getting hurt, but created by the imbalances that we develop by how we train. So with the grip, you'll do the grip work, and then you use the bands to do that retracting work. And that's what, think of the tibia in the same manner. You're spot on. That ankle mobility, remember, we don't want to be flexible. We have to be tight, but we also have to be supple because we have to break parallel in competition. And the tibia is, every gym should have a tibia machine.
Mine does.
You know, the thing is,
nobody notices it because it's down on the floor over there.
Sure,
the
it's a little bitty machine, right. And if you've never used it's very humbling because you can put 20 pounds on there and do 15, 20 reps and it's going to burn.
Right.
But all of my girls, you know, all of my girls use it in the evening. And I'm not being sexist here. What I'm saying is, you know, some of these girls are training for baseline fitness. They want to look good in a bikini. They want to be healthier. But they will tell you, you know, I've got one that, you know, she works in the office and is wearing high heels all the time, and she notices a significant difference in how her feet feel and how her legs feel when she, you know, because there's times where it's long hours where she works, you know, into the evening and stuff like that and has to be in those shoes, you know, God forbid that you have to wear those. But the point is that type of conditioning keeps you supple, and for powerlifting, especially that big squat, it helps you maintain control and stability, especially when you're in the pocket with that big weight.
Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the last assistance work that you do, and it's completely counterintuitive. You're not going to believe that this is part of the squat routine. Wade, go ahead and give your websites out again so people can reach out to you and enlist you to help them get stronger.
You can reach me on Yahoo at supersquat800@yahoo.com. I have a personal Facebook page, and the Ogre Compound has a Facebook page now. We are redoing the weightliftingdiscussion.com site right now, so the forum is down. We're going to completely clean that up, and when that becomes available again, I'll let you know. But the best, easiest way to get a hold of me is supersquat800@yahoo.com.
There you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce. Similar price
to what other stores are selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier boy, I tell you. Hey, I got the new dance.
Later in the show, Dr. Matt Andre is going to join us to talk about what some of the women in the audience are going through while they're training, battling fatigue, poor sleep, inability to lose body fat, lack of energy, and it's all related to menopause. But there's something you can do. You can regain your youth. We'll talk about that later. Right now, we're talking with Coach Wade Johnson about mastering the squat. So the last item in assistance work is ab work.
Absolutely.
Why?
For stability. And you, again, look at the antagonist training. Look at what we're doing there. Like with the calf work, when we do all those toe raises, and we don't pay attention to the tibia, we create imbalances. The big thing with abs is having that core strength is what is going to give you stability. The more stable you are, the more control you have over the weight. The more control, stronger the lifter is going to be. It also acts as an antagonist, and this is oversimplifying, but, you know, all that squatting, you know, and all the training we do, that lower back takes all sorts of abuse. Having those strong abs helps keep that core nice and conditioned. And when both of them are strong and work together in a synergistic manner, then you're stronger, you're more in control, and you're more stable. But the ab work is crucial for the lifter, especially when you're powerlifting.
Yeah. And when we talk about ab work, are we talking about lots and lots of reps? Are we talking about a lot of weight and extending the abs to get them stronger? What are the goal here?
The goal is to get the work in. And this is one of those things where it's like, I get email, especially from new clients, what should I do for core work? What is that magical movement? And ultimately the answer is there is not one. It's like, how do you get a big squat? Well, you train the squat. And I know that, there's a lot of arguments and a lot of methods out there. I'm telling you what took me to over 1,000 pounds.
Drug free, by the way, for those out there who are saying, well, I'd like to be stronger, but I don't want to use drugs. So there you go.
I chose not to, and we can go into it.
Well, we've talked about that. I just want people who are listening to this for the first time to know that you're a career drug free athlete. It took you longer to get there, but you got there.
Right. But the big thing is that you do it. You find something that you can do. I'm fortunate enough that I've got a few machines that I use, and then I'll just simply lay in the floor and I will push my feet up close to my fanny and have my back and butt flat on the floor, and I'll just crunch. I really will crunch my abs really hard, enough that it will pull my head up and just a little bit of my neck and traps. I'm not trying to do a sit-up. Just a basic crunch, and I'll use a weighted machine. But the most, if anyone follows any of my training, the most I ever use is 100 pounds, and I just focus on really making the abs work hard. It's one of those things where you got to remember it's called assistance. It's just like when I speak about supplements. Look at the word supplement, and I mean that's already telling you, that it is to do something along with what you should already be doing.
Right.
So the assistance is exactly what the word says. And if we're doing 500-pound crunches in a crunch machine, then we've probably not done, the front end work that we need to do.
Yeah. You got that much energy left. All right. How long should this session take? The average person that's not using gear, not putting on suits. Just from warm up to assistance work and get out of the gym.
Well, with this type of session, you're probably looking at 1.5 to 2 hours, depending on how quick you want to go. The thing that I have to caution you on your competition sets, I like a minimum of 7 to 10 minutes rest. The priority is that you're recovered. We're not trying to bodybuild. We're not trying to get a pump. We are not trying to flood the muscle with blood. We are trying to get as strong as possible. So you want to be recovered between sets. Now, once even the assistant squats, once you get there, party on, Garth. Go as hard as you think you can go. But as long as you maintain form, you do not want to be fatigued to the point that you start compromising your form. Now, we have a tendency within the group, especially a bunch of us that are older, we tend to, to take a little bit more time. It has nothing to do with age. We just, we just take more time. But you can get this done within 1.5 to 2 hours. A lot of my online guys will be done in 1.5 hours.
Yeah, and that's adequate. That's an average routine. Okay, you train the bench press twice a week. You train the deadlift once a week. Do you train the squat just once a week?
Just once a week. Now, you remember, part of our deadlift training is front squat. So we are doing some sort of squat twice a week.
Yeah. If someone were to retain you, how quickly can they come up to speed to where they are starting to make progress?
It takes the first 2 or 3 weeks, just because I will always start conservatively. I'll ask the person, what are your current best lifts? Not, 5 years ago I bench pressed 500 pounds. I don't care what you did 5 years ago. I want to know what you did in the last 5 days to 5 weeks. And I will always go conservative, because when you look at this on paper, and I've had more people than one even recently say, well, this just looks like it's not a lot of work. And it won't on paper, but when you do it, it is a ton of work. And then you have to understand, too, that it, like at 65%, no one's afraid of that, but you do all the volume and you will quickly see, what the effect of that is. So it usually takes 2 or 3 weeks just to kind of get broken, because the routine is not, a lot of it is basic movements, but how it is set up and how your rest intervals are set up, you know, and then session rest is set up. It is a lot of work, and it's really, really tough. So it takes 2 or 3 weeks to kind of get broken to the routine. Within 6 weeks, you will start seeing progress, and usually within 3 months, if you're dedicated and you're consistent, you'll start setting PRs on lifts.
Okay. Excellent. And I say this with all sincerity, and it's not because I'm saying, oh, I don't care who you spend some money with, but if you really want to get stronger, you can't do it by yourself. Coach Johnson didn't do it by himself. Johnson used the resources, spent, I'm sure, tens of thousands of dollars over his career, acquiring advice, buying things that would make the job easier, or better. You can't achieve anything without spending any money. You can't become a doctor without dropping a couple $100,000 in school. And you can't achieve these levels of strength, these super ordinary, super, human levels of strength, without obtaining some information from people who have been there so that you can navigate the injuries and stick to the core business, which is getting incrementally stronger week after week. So retaining somebody like Coach Johnson will ensure your success for a variety of reasons. Number one, you'll have good advice. Number two, you'll be accountable. You're not going to spend money with somebody and then go, I'm not going to do the work, because he's going to tell you, I don't want your money anymore. Come back when you're serious. So you will, if you want to get stronger in all three of these lifts or one or two of these lifts, step up, spend the buck, as Tootie used to say. Tootie's was a bar in Brooklyn that Jackie Gleason used to bartend in. I frequented, not when Jackie was there, but I frequented when, as a young man. Tootie used to say, when we used to come into the bar and sit at the bar and nurse a 25-cent a beer, Pilsner, he would look at you and go, come on, for crying out loud, spend a buck. Help a guy out, he'd say. Well, if you want to get stronger, you're going to have to spend a buck, and you will get stronger. That's the reward.
I did the math real quick. If you buy the program and then the $25 a month coaching fee, which is only 11 months, I don't like charge you to write the program and then ask for a coaching fee up front. You buy the program, the first month of coaching is included. For the entire year, it's $425, and I'd be willing to bet a bunch of people spend that kind of money, if not more, on morning coffee.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a year.
Yeah, and this is a much better thing. Hey, listen, Wade, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Always good to be with you. And just a quick shout out to Jake Soderberg, has competed a couple times in Olympic lifting. We've talked about him on the show.
Yeah.
Really making some great gains. And if he's listening, wanted to let him know that I was paying attention and that I'm going to answer his email. And it's really exciting to see what he's accomplished. He's a big time listener to the show.
What is he? Can you give him a couple props here? What has he accomplished?
Hold on just real quick.
Yeah. Go ahead. Take your time.
Let me, because I had the email just a minute ago. Bear with me.
Take your time. Dun, 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 dun,
I know.
Dun,
that's
dun,
terrible.
Dun, dun. No, you were, you weren't prepared for this. I kind of caught you off guard.
Okay. His meat video, split snatch, 67 kilograms. His clean and jerk was 86 kilograms. And that's,
wow,
that's big. I mean, yeah. And he's doing it in competition. So that's really exciting. You know, and then thanking us for the inspiration. I mean, that's a big deal. And
yeah,
for us to do what we do and have a positive impact is a big deal to me. And yeah, and then to see a guy work hard, you know, and
achieve it.
And seeing, yeah, that's just,
here's proof. And here's proof. Here's proof. So he spent the buck. He did. He took Tootie's advice. He spent the buck and he got stronger. Go figure. Wade, thanks a lot, brother. And congratulations to Jake Soderberg. All right,
always good to be with you.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Matt Andre on. We're going to change it up a little bit and talk about menopause and the challenges of overcoming menopause for those women out there who like to train. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is,
and send the military in there. We need to bomb Merck because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So it's the beginning of the year, and people are redoubling their efforts and rededicating themselves to their lifelong goal of fitness and longevity, and inevitably, Elisa gets emails from women, and while I'm paraphrasing, they all pretty much have this same discussion. I'm going through menopause. I've gone through menopause. My hormones are a little tweaked. I'm not sleeping well. My training sucks because I'm fatigued and exhausted all the time. I can't lose body fat, and I'm clearly not going to be able to put on any muscle. What's a gal to do? And so now we're joined by the health whisperer. That's my name for him, Dr. Matt Andry. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing fine, Carl. Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Yeah, say Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah.
And this is a common problem. I think that women, average women, I say average women when compared to the Superhuman Radio audience or the Superhuman, the women in the Superhuman Nation, average women may not be as perplexing as this particular group of women because The average woman is not trying to perform at these high levels. So you could probably get her hormones tweaked in and she's satisfied and she feels well and yep. she's happy and she goes on her merry way. But when you take that woman and you put her into the gym and she's doing things like CrossFit or heavy resistance training, you know, half hour to an hour of cardio here and there, staying active, wearing a pedometer, always trying to hit 10,000 footsteps, and she's, you know, running, feels like she's running in mud. Hormone replacement yep. therapy seems to require some modifications. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, when you're doing the things you know that you're supposed to do and you're not getting results, then it very frequently is because there's some endocrine imbalance that's getting in the way.
Now, let's talk about women for a second. And some of these have been independent discussions on the show, but we're going to kind of bring them all together today. So first thing, let's talk about sleep. What yep. what hormones seem to play the greatest role in disrupted sleep, and why?
Yeah, well, the ones we know the most really is progesterone. When a woman comes in, and the first thing she tells me is that she's hitting the perimenopausal time or menopause itself, then low progesterone is the first thing on our list. And the way I think about it, it's conceptually, is take all the symptoms that you would take or commonly see and associate with the PMS, the premenstrual syndrome. In essence, those can be thought of very in a large fashion, kind of grotesquely, as low progesterone symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And often that includes anxiety, insomnia, certainly water weight gain, and so forth, you know, changes in mood,
yes.
which are sometimes the most distressing.
Now, is this directly associated on progesterone's effects on blood sugar levels?
You know, that's part of it. Progesterone itself, as you know, and it's like anything else, one of the perplexing things about doing hormonal medicine is you can get a fairly similar, symptom set whether you're dealing with an excess of a certain hormone or a deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems with the excess progesterone is in some people, women who are sensitive, that they can this plays a role along with human placental lactogen as far as why they get so much insulin resistance in pregnancy. But the same can be true for a deficiency of progesterone. If you're out of that range, then that also seems to, for a variety of reasons, I could delineate some of them, but not even all of them. it will tend to do things like impair your insulin output. It will, maybe more importantly for some people, change glucagon metabolism. So you tend to make a little bit more of your own blood sugar, and then your body's got to deal with it. So very complex systems. And then the sleep itself becomes a mechanism because, of course, if you're not sleeping well, then the only mechanism that ever gets anybody awake is an adrenal outload.
Right.
And so your cortisol goes up, which, of course, affects your blood sugar, and then you go in cycles.
Okay, so I'm going to make an assumption, and you shoot me down, obviously, but the one potential red flag for high progesterone versus low progesterone could be high progesterone may beget a sense of depression or a melancholia. Is that a fair assessment?
That is very commonly a symptom of, I would say, progesterone excess, but often it's not a progesterone excess. It's a relative estrogen deficiency.
Ah, ratios. We come back
That's
to ratios
right.
here. Okay.
Many women will get, they'll have a relatively okay, you know, or both of their hormone levels will come down. But when they do, their ratios is off, then they're still going to suffer.
Okay, so then we come to estrogen. E2 has been shown to be able to blunt adrenal output, so women don't fly into a tizzy. They don't have that anxiety-driven moments when life gets tough, and it seems to play a reciprocal role with progesterone. And there's a lot of evidence now that in both men and women, it is in fact estradiol that's responsible for fat loss. So these women who are going through menopause, contrary to popular belief, you know, a lot of people think that estrogen makes you fat. Estrogen yep. may cause fat storage in specific areas, targeted specific areas, but the lack of estrogen makes you fat. Isn't that correct now?
You know, I think it's that, Carl. I sometimes think that's a relative progesterone deficiency, again, that makes some people fat.
Really?
Yeah.
So back
again,
to the ratios again.
Back to the ratios, regardless of the actual level. Clearly, it's been shown that when estrogen is done right, for a majority of women who are gaining weight in menopause not being treated, that they will see weight loss associated. Now, for every one of those, every clinician out there who's ever treated somebody who's listening is going, yeah, but BS, because I've also seen women come in who got put on Premarin who gained a ton of weight, who weren't having any weight problems. But there again, most of those clinicians who put them on, or they got put on by another doctor who wasn't really, you know, paying attention or didn't know, they didn't even pay attention to their progesterone.
So once again, adding estrogen is not a magic bullet if there is not the proper ratio of progesterone behind it.
Yes, but other efforts to affect somebody's hormones are going to really fall flat if you don't have that estrogen taken care of appropriately and in a functional range. The problem is that the functional range for estrogen is mobile. It's supposed to move, and we always treat it like it's a static thing. And, the normal thing that happens when a woman starts cycling is those levels are going up and down. Hence, it makes it hard to interpret the range, and you got to go by how someone's feeling as much as what a lab tells you.
You know, I just have a thought before we go into this first break, right? So we have this broad range for women, right? You have the luteal phase, the this phase, the that phase, the, you know, you have all these different phases that women go through over the 28 days of their cycle, right?
Yes. Yep.
And when hormone replacement therapy is approached by a clinician, often all they shoot for is something mildly above premenopausal, right?
Correct.
And so wouldn't it be a good strategy to ask a woman, you know,
where did you feel good?
Yeah, where did you feel good in your cycle? Oh,
that's
I always
exactly
felt the
do.
Best, like 3 days before my period, I felt fantastic. You know, it's like.
Exactly. And you'll get a wide variety of answers. One of the questions we ask women all the time is, you know, how did you feel when you were pregnant? Why? Because those levels both were high, but progesterone's fairly dominant relative to other times when you're not pregnant. If they come in and say, oh my gosh, it's the best I ever felt, I go, okay, this is someone who really probably will benefit looking at their progesterone.
Now, what would you say to physicians out there that say, well, it's reckless to bring a woman's hormone levels up to those higher levels, those youthful levels?
Well, I would ask them to know, I would ask them how they know where it belongs.
Exactly. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to address more so estrogen and other hormones. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre. His website is andremedicalservices.com. You can get in touch with him from anywhere in the country. So if you're a woman out there who is struggling, frustrated with the way your physician is treating you, perhaps wanting to give you anxiolytic drugs and so on just to get you out of his office, go to andremedicalservices.com today and speak to the health whisperer. Tell him Carl Lenore sent you. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, okay. I just got a voicemail from you, and I was like, I dropped Matt. I thought you would call me to tell me, hey, I'm not there anymore. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about estrogen for a second, get a little deeper.
Yep.
Biased is estriol and estradiol, correct?
Correct.
Because estradiol also converts to estrone?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, while estrone is associated with breast cancer, right?
Yes.
Why is it that the mainstream medical orthodoxy cites estradiol as the stimulator of estrogen-dependent cancers?
Well, I'll give a quick and dirty answer is, Carl, I don't think they know.
Yeah.
I think that if you pinned most doctors down and asked them what the three species of estrogen are in the body, they could probably tell you. But the average family doctor and even the majority of probably OBGYNs couldn't tell you what the relative functions of each of them were or what the relative amounts of them were. They might know that, 80% roughly of your estrogen species are estradiol. But then that's all the only one they think about. And then if there are studies done that they know of, they're typically going to be about estradiol, and they won't even know about estrone functions. They certainly won't know or paid attention to Premarin and the way that it cranks estrone up, and we think that's why it's a little more associated with breast trouble.
Okay, so let's talk about HRT as it relates to estrogen replacement for women. Now, not all women seem to do well with creams because mm-hmm. of the varying degree of absorption and availability in the bloodstream. So base hormone powders are given in capsules as well and seem to be more predictable at elevating estradiol levels. So, hormone levels in general. However, there seems to be a higher conversion in the liver to estrone. So one of the things that is done to mitigate this is what? You can use like things like DIM and stuff like that, right?
Yes. Yeah, a number of herbal other therapies that are meant to help that interconversion go a positive direction. Indoles, especially, which help the conversion of 2-16 hydroxyestrone, which is a ratio that's really important for breast cancer risk and inflammatory conditions in general. I don't think estrone has to be feared; it just has to be monitored, and you want to do it with open eyes. And the average doctors out there just don't know. They don't have the information about it. If they did, they tend to make the same choices.
So if a woman is on HRT right now and not having success, and every time she goes in and does her blood work, her estrogen levels are just not high enough, and she is on a cream, then mm-hmm. she probably should look to not a methylated oral or an equine estrogen, but just a base estradiol powder in a capsule, right?
If I can be flat honest here, Carl, I struggle with that with patients, and it has to do with the state of where the knowledge that is out there, the studies that are done, fairly clearly show that there are risk advantages to using a topical estrogen over an oral. But the studies that aren't done as clearly are, how do you compare that risk to the risk of not having any estrogen if you can't get the levels up?
Right.
And I think that those risks are more significant. So in our office, we tend to start with topicals, and we will push those for, a variety of doses, variety of sites, timing of putting it on, and so forth. But if we're not getting there, I think it's more risky to not have estrogen than it is to the route by which you get it.
So, but again, to come back to what we just said, if you're taking an oral estrogen, the real issue is estrone production, correct?
Correct. And again, that 2:16 hydroxy ratio, that if you eat a lot of indoles, your cauliflower, your cruciferous vegetables.
And supplement, you can supplement with
indole-3-carbinol.
And DIM and other things like that and manage it. So there you have a predictable rise in blood levels of estrogen and a way to manage it. With the creams, if you're not one of the candidates, if creams work for you, then go for it. But what I don't like pellets. I got to be honest. I don't like this whole 90-day get a surge at the front end and then it just tapers off. And, I don't like that.
It's tremendously non-physiologic.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you're wrong, you're stuck for months.
Exactly. Well, no, I think they can remove the pellet, but still, it's a surgical procedure. They have to go in there and cut it back out. So.
Right.
Okay. So now we come to the discussion about testosterone. And this is really something that is unique to this group of women, these hard training women. Am I wrong, or are my suspicions correct that the harder you train, the more testosterone you burn up?
You use that anabolism of tissue repair and muscle building. Those are signals that are. It's a commodity that you go through.
Right.
Yeah.
So women who are on HRT may in fact need higher doses of testosterone than their non-training average female counterparts.
The way I would say it is that they can tolerate and use higher doses, and it's likely that their risks aren't there because they're going to metabolize it better.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, in the case of testosterone, do creams work adequately, or is that also something that can be administered orally if you can't get levels high enough with creams?
Well, one of the nice things about, one of the convenient things about metabolism and hormone levels, men and women, is, of course, as we know, testosterone is a good example, but estrogen, it's the same for estrogen and really progesterone, that women in general have about 1/10 the amount of hormones that men do, but they're 10 times more sensitive. So you don't need a huge dose of testosterone to get a pretty good clinical result. So that's why, the average guy getting his androgel out there is on about 50 milligrams. A good dose of the testosterone for a woman is 5 milligrams. Typically, it's used more like 1 to 2 milligrams. But if I got somebody training hard, it's usually going to be more like 3 to 4.
Really?
Yeah.
And again, that depends on absorption as well, right?
On absorption. It's so variable. The labs that you can do, be that blood or saliva, and we could spend, I know you've done debates on here about and heard the wars that go on between the best ways to check these things. But it's important to monitor, but it's important to monitor the clinical result too.
Yeah, exactly. Don't just look at the lab work and say, yeah, this. And the reality is, one of the shortcomings of saliva testing is that it can only test free testosterone. But if you also do a saliva test for sex hormone binding globulin, there's formulary where you can figure out what the total testosterone is.
That's right. You can make calculations. And then also, the saliva will vary a lot depending on the site you put it on. If you're putting it on your legs, you're going to get a very different result than if you put it on your upper body and shoulders.
Because it's closer to the salivary glands.
You betcha.
Yeah, that's interesting, too. That has to be taken into account. Okay, so when approaching a woman who says, look, I'm on HRT, but I still don't feel good, where do you start? I mean, I'm hard training. I'm training 5 days a week, but I'm not sleeping well. I'm not losing weight. My energy levels are low. I'm not, where do you start with a woman like that?
I know the answer to this, but if you want me to be flat honest.
Yeah, please.
Where I usually start with people there is insulin. Because most of the docs doing some hormone therapy, even if they didn't get in the cup, they got on the green. I mean, they got relatively close. But when someone tells me they're doing HRT, but they're still dealing with a lot of fatigue, a lot of fat, particularly belly fat, first three things I think about are insulin. Be that driven by poor sleep and cortisol leading to hyperinsulinemia and insulin resistance, be that a baseline hyperinsulinemia and insulin resistance based on family history. I immediately ask them if they get postprandial fatigue, because if that happens, that means you got an insulin bolus. I asked them if they get symptoms of low blood sugar. Well, the only way that happens, 98 times out of 100 in people, is too much insulin. And then what if we can get that insulin down by various means, be that herbal therapy, specific diet therapy, so forth, all the above, metformin, then you can bring that insulin down. Sometimes I would say we bat about 60 to 65% of that solving the problem. Say that's done or not an issue, then the next thing we go to is making sure those estrogen levels are getting therapeutic.
Yeah. And you're going to try to get them into the higher levels, not just the just over the line of menopausal, right?
Yeah. I mean, the data that are out there that show efficacy, show safety, you know, Dr. Neil Ruzier, who I respect his work a lot, he shoots for about 60 to 100, and we're in the, you know, probably upper third of that. As long as someone has progesterone adequate that covers, in my mind, their breast cancer risk, endometrial risk, and so forth.
Now, all progesterone is oral, is that not right? I mean, well, I shouldn't say all of it. I know there's progesterone creams, but the majority of progesterone that is prescribed now is oral, right?
I think the way I think about it is that progesterone oral does not have the same risk associated with it in terms of blood clots and cancer risk that it appears that the oral forms of estrogen do. So additionally, most women, again, who are going to get progesterone, it's very common for them to have sleep issues, and when you put progesterone through the liver orally, you get kappa progesterone as one of the metabolites that crosses the blood-brain barrier easily and helps women sleep.
Ah, so you take your progesterone at night before bed.
You betcha.
And then you take your testosterone and estrogen first thing in the morning?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, does DHEA come into this equation at all? I know that there's a lot of people who say, look, you know, we have to be careful with DHEA, foam cells, and all this other stuff. Then there's groups out there that say, look, you can't ignore DHEA. You have to backload the system so it has something else to so that whatever you're doing isn't like the progesterone has the ability to convert to DHEA. If it's converting to DHEA, then it's not converting to other things. What do you think about DHEA?
Well, the first thing I think about with DHEA is its connection to adrenal function. If somebody is going through, you know, chronic stress, be that physical stress, mental stress, metabolic stress, then they're going through pregnenolone steel and driving their adrenal as we form cholesterol, you either go down the sex steroid pathway or the cortisol pathway. If you're using up too much cortisol because you're chronically, physically, or mentally stressed, then you're going to run low on DHEA. And DHEA does have its own functions in the body. But a huge percentage of what it's there to really do is be a precursor to the making of those end hormones, estrogen, progesterone, androstenedione, testosterone. If you're doing those, many would say, why do you need the DHEA? But I have had patients that we've got those other hormones right, and DHEA was like a missing link. Maybe they were very sensitive to that in a certain part of their brain, dealing with mood, dealing with energy, dealing with immune function, and it was a real missing link. But I would say, on average, that's a relatively low percentage.
Okay, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, I want to address something that I know you actually are doing a lot of, a large body of work with Masters and Johnson, and that has to do with libido of menopausal women,
yeah.
Because obviously life sucks if you don't have a libido, and rightfully so. If you're a hard-training woman, you're not sleeping well, you're exhausted all the time, you're putting yourself through the ringer, the last thing you want to do is have sex. I'm sorry.
<Yep. laughs>
So let's do this. We're going to talk about libido when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre. If you are struggling right now with your hormones, if you're a woman, you're not getting the answers you need from your physician, go to AndreMedicalServices.com today and reach out to the health whisperer, Dr. Matt Andre. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum
colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andrew. We're talking about hard training women and the challenges that they face when they're at that stage, maybe at the doorstep, they're perimenopausal or they're full-blown menopausal and they're on hormone replacement therapy and they seem not to be feeling as good as they really want to or making the progress that they want to. This is not experienced by average women. Average women get on hormones and they go through life and the hardest thing they do is shopping for groceries. But the women in this audience are lifting heavy weights, training 5, 6, 7 days a week, and raising their families at the same time. And these are superhuman women, and so they need special attention. My experience with libido in perimenopausal and menopausal women, even those on hormones that their hormones are not right, is first they lose the ability to orgasm. The orgasm becomes a chore almost. They have to really work hard to have an orgasm. And then shortly thereafter, it's like, this is just not for me anymore. I don't want to do this anymore, because it becomes an uncomfortable reality that, wow, something is changing in me. I can't climax anymore like I used to. Is that your experience as well?
You know, I've seen it be very quite variable. I think that's a common pattern that women will experience. I have seen it also be that just flat, you know, remember that when women go through menopause, typically there's a rather abrupt change in those hormone levels, whereas in men it tends to be a more steady decline. And they literally can go from a period over just a couple of months where their hormone levels can change dramatically. And the way I conceptualize it, Carl, we do some work with the Kinsey Institute here at Indiana University.
That's who it was, the Kinsey Institute,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, working on issues of sexuality and menopausal women, weight management and interpersonal relationships, so forth. And, you know, I think about it in terms of the brain chemistry. Estradiol is necessary for you to have dopamine work in certain parts of your brain. And that includes centers for mood, centers for memory, concentration, but also centers for the sexual response. And so women may just not get a response. They also just may not have sex thoughts occur to them nearly like they did. Now, that seems to be more driven by testosterone. But actually, in both men and women, sexual aggressiveness and action is driven by estradiol. And that's why I think, I know we're talking about women, but, you know, men who use maybe too much of, in terms of estrogen blockade can really knock down their own libido.
Oh, we saw that with something called ATD that was used back in the early 2000s by a lot of bodybuilders to suppress estrogen while on a cycle. Yeah. It was so good at it that you lost your libido.
Yeah, and this happens in women too. You know, if your brain has been depending on a certain tone of estradiol to be there to help keep your receptors on, and that's gone, well, number one, again, your ability to get excitement from sexual stimulation can just be eradicated. We used to think in terms, again, I'm going to use the analogy in men, of point and shoot. If you get an erection, that's driven by the P parasympathetic, whereas orgasm ejaculation is the S sympathetic. Well, that's driven by those species like dopamine, and in order to get that there, you have to have a certain tone of estradiol to keep those receptors active.
So really, libido, as it relates, libido and orgasm are very, very different things, but they seem to both depend on the actions between estrogen and testosterone.
That's right, and there's a lot of and it ends up being a social experience too, of course, but there's a lot of interplay, and there's a lot of, you know, fear. If you get to where you expect to have an orgasm and it doesn't work for a few times, it doesn't take much of that before you're like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to experience that disappointment, that failure, that fear of failing my partner. And people will just avoid the subject all the time. And, of course, the way our culture is, man, you know, we don't talk about it.
I know. Isn't it funny? I just talked about this. A friend of ours took two of their children to see a movie that was an R-rated movie. And she said that she held her hands over her son's eyes during the sex scenes, but didn't say anything about the violent scenes. I thought, isn't that amazing? Here in America, you can watch someone be killed, but don't you dare watch two people making love. You're not going to see that, little guy.
I had that identical experience with a lady and her kids watching Donnie Brasco. Everything was fine until Johnny Depp took his wife upstairs, and then it was like, can't watch.
isn't that weird? What's wrong with us, Matt?
You know, I think it's culturation to the biggest degree. I think we get taught to feel shame about things that feel good, period.
Yeah.
But we get taught shame about our bodies, and that part of us that naturally gravitates toward that just soaks it up, and it's potent, and it's powerful. But it's also, I think this is, having just these kind of discussions and people listening about it, hearing people talk intelligently without a lot of baggage, is precisely the kind of thing that helps that culture shift, at least on small scales with people.
So for the women out there who are hard training, they're on HRT, they're not dialed in, and they've lost their libido and or have difficult time orgasming, their doctors should look at their testosterone and estrogen levels and ratios?
Yes, absolutely. The other thing that they might want to consider is, you know, again, you got to take any lab with a grain of salt. You, as the patient, need to know at least as much as the clinician, I know that sounds funny, on how to interpret, you know, what does a blood test actually mean? Well, it tells you a spot level at that time. That may not have a great deal of reflect really what you run most of the time. I think the most important thing for clinicians to do is you make a good estimate for what you think is going on and make an adjustment. And then very closely, in terms of both labs and clinically, monitor the results and use that to steer. You can't steer a boat that's standing still. That's about how much any lab test tells you. It's dynamic. You change it and watch the results over time. But if you've been on something and it's not working for you, it's time to tweak it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Period. And the other thing is for women to understand is that there's a lot of transitions in menopause, right? So you start out in menopause, and some women can take 3 or 4 years for complete hormonal cessation to occur.
That's right.
And so you start out with a dose and it's working great, and then 5 or 6 months later, it sucks. You need to get back to your doctor and have blood work done, because they may need to adjust your dose to accommodate what your body is no longer producing. And that ebb and flow can occur over the course of years, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, all women still cycle, even if they're no longer having periods. Why? Because the hypothalamus and the pituitary still do it. And even if they're blunted now and not doing it on a monthly basis, you're doing it on a daily basis. the pineal gland's still doing it. You're still doing it with day and night cycles. And that's really one of the problems, and I think a concept that just has its barely a foothold in medicine, particularly endocrine medicine, but I think they've got more hope than most places, because there's a lot of systems that really run with sort of an on-off cycle. In other words, it's like receptors have a timing. You're going to get a good response with a good blood level for so long, and then that receptor needs a time to be off to work again.
I see that with melatonin supplementation.
You betcha.
Do you know that I will go up to 20 milligrams of melatonin down to 3? I've learned this instinctively. I can take 20 milligrams of melatonin for 4 or 5 days, and then the 6th or 7th day, I start waking up in the middle of the night, and I back down to 10, and I sleep good for a few days. Then I back down to 3, and it cycles. I've learned that instinctively just with my melatonin supplementation.
And I'm not trying to blow smoke at you, Carl, but that's what makes you so great at what you do, is you listen to your instincts.
Then you
try things. I mean, how many guys do you know who have just cranked their T levels to amazingly high levels, But they're chasing something. They're chasing that change. They're chasing the delta.
Yes.
That they got with their initial, and they're thinking it's the total.
And that's why, admittedly, I go up and down with my testosterone, because I notice that whenever I'm up at a certain point, and I notice that I don't feel the way I used to feel. When I go down, I start feeling good again. The ride back down feels good. Then when I stay at that level for a while, the ride back up feels good.
Let me tell you a secret. That's what our bodies do naturally.
Yeah. So if a woman is struggling with libido and orgasm, don't give up, but get back in there and have your doctor look at your hormones again.
You betcha. And a good percentage of them, it really is going to be testosterone. How much? If you just take all comers and talk to most clinicians, they're going to say somewhere about 25% of women, it can be like a magic bullet. But if you're in that 75% for whom it isn't, don't give up. You got other things that need to be managed and ratios that need to be looked at.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre. We're talking about hard training women, superhuman nation women who are on HRT or not on HRT yet. You're training hard. You're not seeing the results you want. You don't feel good. And the change of life is still facing you. And you don't want to give up your hard training. You may have some goals to compete again in your life. You don't have to give it up, but you've got to speak to a physician who is sensitive to your individual needs and not, some epidemiological scale that you should fit into. If you need help, go to AndreMedicalServices.com today. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so
but what's not? Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator. Welcome back. Okay, so for those women out there who are not on HRT and you're training and you're hitting the wall and you don't feel good and you're considering HRT, we want to have a special discussion just for you because there's a lot of misinformation out there being spread by the medical orthodoxy through the mainstream media that's probably scaring you the bejeebers out of you. I want to just start off by telling a story. Those of you who know, I lost my sister last year to Parkinson's disease. My sister was in all ways a superhuman her whole life, trained hard, taught high-level spinning classes. When she went through menopause, she had difficulty sleeping. She ignored it. So instead, she stayed up late at night and did laundry until 1 o'clock in the morning, went to bed, and woke up in the morning at 5 a.m., got her girls up to school, sent them out, worked as a real estate agent, then went out and taught two or three spinning classes in the evening and started all over. And she did this for years, and she did not stay on her hormones because she was afraid because of the information that was being purported out there that HRT was dangerous for women. I say this with a great degree of with confidence that the onset and speed in which her Parkinson's disease took over her body immediately after menopause was a result of the lack of protection, a neuroprotection that estrogen presents to the brain. And so if you're debating whether to get on HRT and you hear all that stuff about, oh, it's dangerous, use some critical thinking here. If it's so dangerous, why are you not developing all these cancers and all these problems when your hormones are raging in your 20s and 30s?
Yep.
Matt, you know, what do you think?
You know, I think that's a really, really important discussion. And I think, you know, we need to go back to the beginning. And again, one thing I love about your philosophy, the way you talk about things and think about them, is it's similar to mine. I did my training early in college. I was a biologist and an evolution person, you know. For one thing, and let me just say first, that doesn't have anything to do with origins. They answer two totally different questions.
Right, right.
But adaptation over time, adaptation and change of allele frequency is an absolute fact. The point is that evolution only cares about that which gets your genes into the next generation, and that's it. Everything else is gravy, baby. If you've lived long enough to pass your genes on, nature doesn't really care if you go into menopause once you're 30, 50, 60. Once those eggs are used up, it could care less if you have the estrogen or you die quickly or you die with Parkinson's or you die with diabetes or fat. It doesn't care. We care because we plan to live past the point that we're still having kids. And replacing those hormones, keeping, you know, everything you can measure in the body belongs somewhere. It may belong in a different place this morning than it should tonight. It may belong in a different place for person A from person B. It may belong in a different place when you're 70 versus 7, but it belongs somewhere. If you can measure it and you have a sense it needs to be at a different place and you move it there and you get better, then it's probably right. That's as complicated as it needs to be. Now, I'm going to address the HRT question and safety and the information that's out there. I don't want to get too much on it. I don't know. Maybe you paint yourself a picture as a target somewhere. But darn it, women's health study was not done with hormones.
Right.
It was done with drugs. And they have extrapolated those data to include natural hormones that include the ones in your own body. That is absolutely unscientific.
Right.
It should never have been allowed. If I tried to do that with two cholesterol medicines and said, well, if this one does it, then they all do it, they'd lock me up.
Right.
At least sue me.
Right.
And the fact that this has been allowed to be unchallenged in the media is absolutely unconscionable. Natural hormones don't do those things.
Yeah, equine hormones.
Women would
though.
Be the only people who ever got breast cancer.
Yeah, methylated equine hormones. Think about it. That's what they're giving women.
Yeah, and even this, women on the Premarin only, a big subset of them had 25% less breast cancer than women on no hormones at all.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was in a JAMA article in April 2011. It was right there. 25% less breast cancer, even with bad old Premarin. It was the Provera that messed up. You know, you can't patent natural hormones. You got to change them enough to put your brand label on them to get to patent them. So as much as they changed it up enough that they could still see that it helped with bleeding, it still helped with, you know, some symptoms, but damn the fact that it caused your immune system to go nuts. Damn the fact that it really affected all your ability to control cancer cells. They didn't care. They cared once they found out, but then they extrapolated those data to include your own progesterone. That's absurd and unchallenged, and it has to be.
It's nonsense. So for those women who are hard training, they need to pay attention to HRT even more so.
You know, I think it comes down to motive. You know, you and I know so many people. You mentioned women who are training and they're hitting the wall and they need to go and see about HRT. But, Carl, you know, too, what about the women that are hitting the wall and don't even know it? They push right through it because they're training hard, because, you know, they want their body a certain way, or they're flat, not necessarily in a bad way, but addicted to the training. But they're really, if they don't have hormonal support, it's having effects on them that it didn't used to.
It's breaking. You're breaking your body down. You're breaking your body down.
And it's insidious. And you don't know. I mean, people can say, hey, you know, dear, you're looking, you know, go up to your longtime partner and say, you're looking a little haggard after working out. That's going to be popular.
So, yeah, right.
You know, it's an important thing for women who are training hard as they're nearing those times where they're hitting peripostmenopausal. It's going to have different effects on you and more potentially deleterious effects than it did before, because your activity in itself is catabolic.
Yeah, and the systems that used to support repair and growth have been removed.
That's right, and they've changed and slowed down, and they need support if you're going to maintain the same level of functionality at that level of activity.
Women really need to pay attention to this, especially those in the audience. If you're not at that level now where you're thinking about it, when you start going, and Matt, so for those out there who aren't even considering this now, they're in their 30s, maybe early 40s, is the time to consider this at perimenopausal states?
Well, I think so, because even before you have really the climacteric and you go into a state where you have low hormones, those hormones fluctuate. And women can have symptoms or health problems associated with those wide fluctuations, those periods of time where they have relatively low levels or disbalanced hormone ratios. A very common one is again those women who they've done the same level of training forever, but suddenly they go for a time where their periods get a little bit shorter and they're putting on a gut and they don't know where it came from. They haven't changed how they're eating.
Well,
some women.
How about this one, Matt? This was astonishing to me, even though I've instinctively known the relationship. So yeah, you're a woman and you're going to your doctor, and your doctor's going, your cholesterol is getting a bit high now. Triglycerides are high. HDL is dropping down. LDL is a little high.
And they go here instead of why.
Yeah. And they
hand you something and say, take this.
Yeah, we're going to have to put you on a med, right? Now, I've seen this with my own eyes. When a woman gets our HRT dialed in, her lipids change dramatically in weeks. Boom. It's like, oh, my God.
Yep.
HDL goes up. LDL goes down to like 70. I mean, it's like unbelievable. It's unbelievable
estrogen,
what happens.
Estrogen is intimately involved with your cholesterol metabolism. And you will, no matter what happens, if you change your estrogen status, be that naturally going down, or if you intervene and bring it up, you can dramatically change cholesterol.
Matt, we talked a little bit about adrenal issues, and this is something that a lot of women start to go through as they become perimenopausal. Have you ever heard of a supplement, a natural supplement called Relora?
I don't know that name. Do you know what it's in?
It's two different types of bark. I don't know. It's a standardized, Somebody just told me about it, and that's why I just thought to ask you if you've ever heard of it.
A number of the things that I know about tend to be things for adrenal function, because the adrenals, even more than other systems, need definite on-off times. You need cortisol to be released, to be gone, and then up. If it stays up, you get nothing. If it stays down, you get nothing. You need on-off. So a lot of the supplements out there, like ashwagandha, licorice, and so forth, a lot of these are heat shock proteins. They come from plants that live in tremendously harsh environments, and they have to be able to adapt. And these types of agents tend to help the whether your adrenal function is low or high, to help normalize it.
Interesting.
And a lot of those things can make a huge difference for people.
So if you're taking an adrenal support supplement, I would imagine it's something you want to take first thing in the morning and maybe even mid-afternoon, but not late in the evening?
Kind of depends what it is, because you need a tiny burst of cortisol to get to sleep, but you need a major burst of cortisol to get up in the morning.
Really?
If you don't get that little burst, sometimes it's hard to get to sleep.
So that makes sense, because I took a very large dose of phosphatidylserine the other night before sleep, and I didn't sleep.
Yeah, it can blunt sometimes the native adrenal bouncing, and that's a great example of the kind of thing that, you know, things can be so much more sensitive than we think about. One of the tests they do for adrenal function, the ACTH stimulation test, they use a dose of ACTH that you'd have to have an absolutely dead adrenal to get a positive response to. So there are a lot of endocrinologists who will use 1/100th of that dose in order to get a good, accurate gauge of how, not does your adrenal work or not, how well does it work. And these are the kind of questions we need to start asking, not on, off, one, zeros, plus, minus. How well is it? How can we improve it? How can we optimize it?
Yeah. And then obviously, when women's primary sex hormones are out of balance, their thyroid clearly isn't going to be functioning well either, right?
You know, again, tremendous interplay between your sex steroids and the thyroid function. Thyroglobulin changes in response to estrogen to a significant degree. There can be women who are on a thyroid supplement doing great, and all of a sudden their estrogen status changes, and they can go hyper or hypothyroid suddenly.
Yeah. Estradiol influences thyroid hormone binding.
Yep.
It also plays a role in the actual uptake of iodine into the thyroid, I think.
That's all correct.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, ladies out there, don't fear HRT. Embrace it. Find a good physician. If you're struggling with your HRT now and you're not feeling well, you need to find a different physician. And I'm not saying it's got to be Matt. It's got to be somebody. I'm sure Matt can help. But you don't settle. Don't settle for a physician who's not helping you hit the mark.
That's true. And remember that if you're taking anything that's made artificial, you're on HRT already, baby, because there's xenoestrogens and that stuff, and you're taking stuff that doesn't belong there.
Well, you want to hear the biggest laugh? Elisa has a friend who said, well, I don't think I'll ever get on HRT because I don't think it's safe.
How much soy were they taking?
Wait, forget that. She's been on progesterone-only birth control pills for 12 years. And I'm like, you're joking, right? You don't want to take HRT. You're on friggin' HRT.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's laughable. But Matt.
Love what you do, Carl.
And you too. Always glad. And by the way, Matt Andrey is my personal physician. And so I don't trust myself to somebody. I drive all the way to Bloomington to see him. And you know what? That is the new realm of medicine today. Finding a doctor is more important than finding a doctor that's in your plan, in your neighborhood. And people sometimes need to drive a little bit to see their doctor, because you know what? A doctor can help extend your life and the quality of your life, or they can shorten it. And that's the God's honest truth. You know, a bad mechanic, you can get around. A bad doctor, you can't.
And even the best one, we don't live with the results. Our patients do. And that's the end that matters.
Yeah. Matt, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, take care.
Right.
All right, so there you have it. And thanks to Coach Wade Johnson for doing the show on the squat during the first hour. You can email him at supersquat800@yahoo.com if you would like him to help you train and get stronger. And, of course, visit Andrey Medical Services today to learn more. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, isn't it? Wow, this week went fast. I'll be joined by the lovely and talented tomorrow to perform Casual Friday. We'll see you then, and thanks for listening.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.